The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Candy, sitting in for Tammy Martin this week. As I understand, on a well-deserved vacation after being here, what, a month? No, I'm just kidding.
Vacations are important.
I'm kidding. No, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm joking. She's great. It's 10:06. What is your name?
I am Stacey Oren, the HR and Benefits Manager for Avalon HR here in Pensacola.
Oh, my goodness. Like we don't know each other.
Right. We met.
No. And your partner's son worked here forever. He was
correct,
my boss for a little bit.
Correct.
I miss Davis.
I am fine without Chip
Yeah, Chip's
today.
Not in today.
He is having a little work done on his eyes.
So he
can see a little bit better. But I actually, we really are a family at Avalon. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot going on in the office right now. And that necessitated actually me dropping Chip off for his eye appointment this morning. And then I will go back and pick him up. So his wonderful wife, our senior payroll processor, Janet, can remain at the office.
I didn't know she worked there, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're great people.
She's our senior payroll processor. But we have a member of the Avalon family that took a pretty nasty fall over the weekend and is going to be out for a bit. So that's when, you just kind of band together and
sure.
You do what needs to be done. And we don't ever like to leave people up front at the office alone. Our office is very long. When you come in, there's the girls
Where
up
are you
front.
Guys located?
We are at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola, Florida.
Okay.
When you come in, our payroll processors and onboarding specialists are right there. When you come in, and everyone else is kind of like down a hallway to mm-hmm. the side. So we like to make sure that there's always, more than one person up there that, nobody ever feels alone or, just weird. And it's always helped answering the phone. So, Janet was like, I'm going to stay behind today. And Chip called me early this morning. Can you drop me off? Absolutely. I said, when you're down a person, you just all band together and you do what needs to be done.
Absolutely. We know how that feels, too. And
right. Everybody, you're filling in today for somebody who needs it. And
you just kind of come
together and get things taken care of and kind of business as usual. And that's kind of one of the things I wanted to talk about.
Sure.
Today, as we're, coming into hurricane season, and just, you never know what can happen day to day. I always use the adage, if you were to get hit by a turnip truck tomorrow, what's the plan?
No, absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the scariest things. And that happens every day. Not
every
turnip trucks, but
right.
But every day. Yeah.
I've actually never known anybody to actually get hit by a turnip truck.
I'm going to go look for one after.
Still a good at it.
But, right. During hurricane season, you never know.
You never know. Absolutely correct. I mean, we experienced that with Hurricane Sally. And, the unexpected little thing that came out of nowhere, we thought that we had a pretty good plan in place. And that really taught us that you need to have a backup plan for your backup plan. Because sometimes things aren't going to work. For me, that involved going to Lowe's 3 times a day and sitting in their parking lot and working because I had no internet at the house. So
sure.
First thing in the morning, I would get up, I would go to Lowe's, I would camp out at the end of the parking lot, set up, answer emails, make calls, work for an hour or two, go back home for a bit, take care of things at the house. I would come back around lunchtime, do the same, and then come back at the end of the day and do the same. But the biggest thing during that time where we were able to keep all of our payrolls going, nobody did not get paid. In the event we have a large collection of clients in the Houston, Texas area.
See, and that surprised me. You said that when you came in. I was like, you do it all over? I thought it was just here because you guys are so personable and family friendly.
We are local. You can. We always encourage people to stop by our office. You're welcome to stop by our office and talk to us, ask questions, whatever you would like to do. But we are licensed in many other states. And like I said, right now we have a large concentration of clients within the Houston, Texas area. They get some nasty weather.
Oh, yeah.
And if something should happen that we can't contact you, we are never going to let your employees go without being paid as they expected. And that can be even more crucial in a time of disaster.
Like of course.
If you're needing to find a hotel room or a rental car or something, you need to be paid. Absolutely, you need to make sure you've got, you know, money in the bank, and you need to know that you can count on that. And it's like I explained to a client the other day when they brought up, you know, well, what if? I was like, your people are going to get paid, and if there's anything missed or it needs to be corrected, we will do it on the next one. But we are not going to let anybody just not get paid because some event has happened, be it their supervisor were to get hit by a turnip truck and can't submit hours and nobody else knows how to do it. We're going to pay people, and then when you figure it out from your side, we'll make any necessary adjustments.
And how many times have you ever worked, not you, but like people listening, and have had that happen? I've certainly worked at places where stuff like that has happened, and you're like, And it's so great that Avalon HR is right there to take care of it.
Absolutely. We will, you know, make sure your employees are taken care of, make sure they're what they need. I'm a big proponent of not gatekeeping and cross-training people. I realize that in many businesses there are things that can't be shared with everybody, nor should they be.
Sure.
Right? But when I have, like, we use Teams and SharePoint at Avalon to store information, and my boss gets tickled at me all the time because I'm like, you need to put yourself on my confidential folder. And he's like, but that's your confidential folder. And I was like, yes, but if I were to get hit by a turnip truck, there's things in there that you're going to need.
Oh, yeah, I have an in case I die drawer. Not that, and all I do is board up, but you're absolutely right.
Right.
You know?
I keep there's a manual in my office. It's called Stacy's Survival Guide. Mm-hmm. And it really should be If Stacy Doesn't Survive Guide. There's
well, that went dark fast.
Right. Well, go ahead, Stacy. You know, it happens. But there's enough information in there where other people in my office can pick that up and at least know who to go to for information. Like, I deal with a bunch of being in HR and over benefits. I have a 100 vendor relationships and broker relationships with people that I deal with daily, but nobody else in my office really has the need to. They may have heard me say their names. They may have even met them one time, but if they wouldn't know how to contact a broker for this plan or who the broker is for that plan, but I have them all listed.
Sure.
If you have a problem with Aflac, this is the person you call. Here's her email. Here's her phone number.
I didn't even think of that. When you said vendors, I was thinking, like, what are they? How are they dealing with vendors? But of course,
with vendors,
insurance.
Our,
of course.
Our insurance vendors.
Another huge part of HR, man.
Absolutely. And so, you know, there's just a contact list, just somewhere to go. If something horrible does happen, nobody in my office is going to not know how to get in touch with anybody or not have at least a starting point. You know, there's no way I could write out every detail of my job and everything that has to be done, but I can at least provide someone with information on where to start, on who to go to that can help them. And I just always feel that is so important. You know, we do a big part of what we do in paying people is banking, and we do large banking transactions. So they typically require two people to approve them, one that initiates the banking transfer and the other has to approve it. You need to have more than one person available to approve those things.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, and even not bad case scenarios, vacation. Every employee should be allowed to take a vacation and not be...
Even Tammy Martin.
Tammy. we'll take that up with her in 2 weeks. But, and not, you know, say, oh no, at 4 o'clock on Thursday, I have to be available to be the second approver on banking. No, there should be somebody you... Again, I'm a big proponent of taking your vacation time. Everyone needs a break.
Yeah, yeah.
And you should be able to do that without worrying that, you know, I'm not going to be available at 4 o'clock on Thursday to approve that banking. So, you know, have people in your organization cross-trained, at least have a bare minimum plan of who they can contact if you are not available, you know, where to go, things like that. Just have a plan. And know that if you come with Avalon, we have plans on top of plans to make sure that your employees are taken care of if anything should go wrong locally here in Pensacola or wherever you're located. And again, we are licensed in many different states. If you are listening to this or in a state and you don't know if we're there, call us and ask. If we're not and you need us to be, we will be.
And that's something, and she mentioned that right before we went on air, I get it, was mind-blowing that you take care of it in different areas.
Right.
But also, and something else I hadn't thought about, of course, state regulations are different.
Right.
And each state, and of course, you guys are up on that, too.
Absolutely. So. Like, different states, when you terminate an employee, there's different laws per state on when you have to furnish them with their last paycheck. Some of them, it needs to be handed to them as they walk out the door. Some of them, you have to their next scheduled pay date or 2 weeks, whichever, you know, is the least amount of time. It varies from state to state, and they all have different laws on things like that, and we know that. So especially, you know, I keep stressing this to people, with the transition that's happened from our COVID time to now, with more people working remotely, and people are hiring remotely. You don't necessarily have to be in Pensacola to have a job.
Sure, at a Pensacola business.
At a Pensacola business. So if you have a Pensacola business, but you have one employee in Nevada, they're governed by the employment laws of the state of Nevada.
I was going to ask that. So their rules are different because they live there. Okay.
And then coming with Avalon, too, if they're in a state that has a state income tax, okay, and you're an employer, you know, it's like, hey, I have the perfect candidate, but they're in Alabama or North Carolina, and I don't know how to pay that state tax. Well, Avalon does all that for you. You don't have to worry about it. As Chip often says, you focus on your widget and leave the non-fun stuff to us, because to us, that is our fun stuff.
That is your fun stuff. I know that you take a lot of off people's plates when they're running a business. In my head, I thought everybody had to have HR. They just should, probably.
Should, yes,
you know, because it does. It makes things easier. It makes you able to concentrate on your business and your personal relationships with your workers and whatnot. And you guys handle all of that stuff.
Right.
You know, the accounting,
you know, I'm
insurance.
The queen of uncomfortable conversations. You know, I have business owners call me all the time. They're like, hey, Stacey, I just don't know how to approach this with an employee. Will you call and talk to them? Absolutely. Sometimes I need to be that one step removed in terminating an employee, because you as a business owner may have developed a relationship with this person that just makes that just super uncomfortable for you. And sometimes when an employee is angry, it's much easier to say, hey, if you have any questions, call Stacy at Avalon.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bother me, the business owner, because my business has to keep going.
Well, right, and that's hard not to take it personally, too, and that's why you have HR.
It is, and that's when people are yelling at me because they've been terminated, I don't take it personally because it has nothing to do with me.
Sure.
It really doesn't. I need to listen to them. My job is to determine, you know, make sure that there was nothing discriminatory in the termination.
Sure.
Sometimes they just need to vent, and I'll listen, absolutely. And I can usually talk to them and, you know, empathize with them and say, listen, I understand. But sometimes it just comes down to, it's not always a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe this wasn't the place for you. And if it's something in a situation where I can possibly place them with another client, offer that option. Say, hey, I realize this didn't work out for you, but I have something else that I think might suit your needs and your personality a little bit better. Would you mind if I shared your information with them? And then they're just like, yeah, that would be great. So that's something else. We can kind of take the heat and the anger, diffuse the situation a little bit. And I said, and sometimes I am able to offer them placement somewhere else. And everybody,
I didn't know you guys did placement.
We are not a staffing agency. I
know it says employee made easy, but yeah, but
employee made it, yes.
Yes.
We are not a staffing agency per se. We're, you know, they have,
but you are connected where, you know, that
yes,
you might just have a better opportunity over here
absolutely.
That you know of, sure.
And I'm always on the lookout. People send me resumes constantly for just coming across our website. Hey, I do this. I keep them all. I keep an extensive resume base. So if a client ever reaches out and says, hey, you know, we're needing a graphic designer or we're needing this, you know, can you help? You know what? I have some resumes. Let me send them to you.
Yeah, and see then, if it's a good fit for your company.
Right. Just, you know, here, I don't hire for the employees.
Mm-hmm.
For our clients, rather. But I will, anytime that I can help them or facilitate a match somewhere, I'm happy to do so. Like, it's like, yay, we have a match, you know.
Oh, I like that.
I think you would be a good fit at, you know, this company. And like I said, I keep all the resumes I'm sent. And that way, when a client does call, It's like, oh, you know what? I might have something. Let me see what I can find you.
Man, that's great. You guys that always go the extra step, and that's something like, of course, everybody says, and everybody knows you guys in Pensacola, and you do such a great job.
Well, thank you. We do try, and that's the thing, is we are a local company that can go anywhere, but if you call our office, you're going to get somebody that answers the phone.
Right.
It's not going to be, you know, press one. You know, to hear today's weather, press 2
right.
for our address.
Although, if you ever need voice work, let me know. I'll do it for free.
Absolutely. Yeah. We know a few
right.
people that
that's
do that.
Right. For Stacy. No, I'm just kidding. But no, no, that's true, though. They do, and they do. They know you, and they see your face. And Chip, too, for that matter, and everybody.
Right, and we try to go out. Janet. There's some clients that we actually hand-deliver their payrolls to every week, local clients.
Oh, my God. I bet. Yeah, I bet.
You know, they're on a weekly schedule, you know, and they like. We like seeing them. They like seeing us. I love going to visit with our clients. I don't get a lot of time to do that. I'm working towards, we're adding some additional staff to allow me to do more things like that and allow Chip to do more things like that. But we really enjoy getting to know our clients because they do some things that I would normally never be exposed to if I didn't have this job. And I find it fascinating. I'm like, well, you do what? How does that work? You tell me, can I come see? You know, I get excited. I'm like, and they're always like, yeah, absolutely. Come by and check it out. So, you know, I enjoy that. It gives them the opportunity to put, you know, a face with the name, mm-hmm. the person they're talking to.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and,
sure.
You know, I'm going to have the opportunity to go to Houston next year and as a guest of one of our clients to an event that's going to be super cool. And I hope I'm out there to visit several more that I don't mm-hmm. get to. I've talked to these people constantly, and I just can't wait to actually go out there and meet them and see what they do exceptionally well because they're leaving the not what they do exceptionally well to Avalon. You know, sure. We're very happy that we can take those non-fun things off and strictly let that business owner focus on what they love.
Absolutely.
And what they enjoy, because that's what, especially when you're going into business for yourself, that's what it should be about.
Well, sure. If you're into fixing cars, the last thing you probably want to think about is insurance, payroll,
your
accounting,
work comp,
you know, all of that.
State.
Sure.
Yeah.
If your friend smells that works there, they have to have that conversation. It's better to let you do it.
Yeah. I've had that conversations more times than I can count.
Isn't that crazy? Like, yeah. I had a friend that worked in HR, and it wasn't me, and it was, you know, but it was like, I can't even imagine. I couldn't have that conversation with a friend, let alone a colleague or somebody that worked for me. And that's like one of the things that you guys handle. And I won't ask you the name of the business, but what's maybe the number of people at the smallest business that you guys represent?
Two.
Wow.
The owner and one employee.
My gosh. And with just two people, you can see what a huge difference, no doubt, it would make for that business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially the two, the small groups like that, mm-hmm. a lot of times, you know, they're just like, hey, I want to run my business. I have one employee who's been with me 10 years, but I can't afford to offer them a 401k and insurance and all these products. But Avalon can. Because mm-hmm. you're then put under a group policy where there's different requirements for minimum participation that you as a single employer could never hit. And it would cost you a fortune. But we can bring in, you know, and they come to us often. They're like, hey, I want to keep my 10-year employee, but man, he's looking because he really needs insurance or he would really want a 401k. Not a problem. We can bring you into our existing plan. Mm-hmm. We can just kind of, it's like an add-on. Add you in. You're meeting your employees' needs. You're able then to potentially get new employees because you now have insurance and you now have a 401k. Things you haven't had before that maybe have prevented you from expanding your business and bringing in the employee caliber that you need.
Oh, sure. Some people won't go like without the benefits that you offer.
Absolutely not. It's, you know, and it's often a deal breaker. I've seen contracts
too, yeah.
fall apart over things like that.
And I know you guys are also able to offer, I won't call anybody out again, but or at all. But like so-and-so business has this insurance and it's not great. And they want to switch insurances and you don't, think that you can just call all these, you know, there's a lot that goes along. And I know that you guys have the insight to that, to right. change businesses and the insurance and what
well,
they receive.
Broker relationships.
And those are the some of the vendors that we talk
right.
about.
I can get you into, if our master plan does not work for you, I have two amazing brokers that I work with, depending on where you're located, mm-hmm. that I can put you in touch with. That can bring you something usually pretty workable, pretty viable. And then we've got some outside-the-box things that we're looking at and have added on here lately for businesses that just can't afford health insurance, that have an employee base that cannot afford health insurance, but they need something.
Sure.
There's been some great programs come out here lately. One is with a local company here in Pensacola. They have, it's almost like a membership deal. It's for 90% of the people that come through, it's less than $100 a month. You get unlimited teledoc visits. You get free primary care visits. You get discounts on lab work and things like mm-hmm. that. And then there's one that's come out here recently that's a little bit bigger scale that partners with the clinics in mm-hmm. CVS and Walgreens and things like that. It is, I don't know, a tenth of the price of regular insurance. But if you're sick, you've still got an option.
Absolutely. That's something that you guys are a bit kind of saving lives. I mean, you are, and going into these businesses and helping them see these different options to help their employees, to help their business.
Well, typically when an employee doesn't have insurance, they could have a small thing that they let go and ignore because they can't afford to go to the doctor.
Absolutely.
That could turn into something big mm-hmm. that then has not only a financial impact on the employee, but potentially the employer. Because if I have something little that, you know, I let turn into something serious and then I'm out of work,
yeah, that big manager is going to take down that whole business, not by their, you know, their own fault, right?
That could be problematic. But if you as an employer can offer a solution to at least get that employee seen and some treatment and maybe some antibiotics or something early on to keep it from getting to that big, it's a win-win. Your employee is not sick. They're healthy. They're back to work. You have an employee that's healthy and back to work.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which
is
what
you
want.
It's a good thing.
Sure.
It's a really good thing. So, you know, a lot of those options have came about in the last couple of years, and we're really looking at incorporating some of those in along with health insurance just to provide options for that group that it's just not an option, period. And, you know, unfortunately, I could spend the next 30 years talking about how the ACA has kind of started to fail people, and we're having a lot of people circle back to us because they thought, well, I'll just get marketplace coverage, and they've gone to file their taxes and they're getting hit with massive fines and penalties, and they're like, this doesn't work anymore. So there's options, and you call us at 850-475-1555. We'll be happy to discuss those options with you, answer any questions you may have. And again, as I've said, if you are local, you are welcome to stop by 100 South Pace Boulevard and chat with us and see what we can bring to your business and help you out.
Man, that's great. And again, everybody's so happy. It does. Yeah. It helps these businesses with just every, and I can't imagine – no offense, but I can't wait to go do insurance and, you know, accounting and doing the payroll and, you know, let somebody else take that off your, you know.
Okay. But I'm often told that one of my dearest friends tells me that I am the most unrealistic, optimistic person that he's ever met. He's like, even when things are going down in flames, he's like, you're going to be like, all right, let's make some marshmallows or, you know, let's do, you know, you will find a way to make it into a positive. And, you know, I try to be a little bit silly. I've got a thing on our board back in the back. I've been counting down the days of the week. And it was like, it started out Monday, this week, Monday again. It's like Tuesday, we made it. And today it says Wednesday, hump day, we're halfway there. Yep. You know, so just positive little, you know, happy, silly things. There's nothing wrong with, you know, having a little fun. And,
oh, of course,
and
of course.
Fun, silly sometimes things in the office just. And let us do the non-fun stuff so you can just
let
have
the
fun.
Experts take care of you and take care of your business.
Absolutely. We're happy to do it.
Do you guys have a website?
We do. It is avalonhr.com.
That's easy
you
enough.
Easy enough. You can go on there and learn a little bit more about who we are, individually and as a company. See some photos so you can put a face with this voice.
When they want to come stalk you, that's fun.
Well, yeah.
they like to be stalked. they want. I'm just kidding. I know you don't like to be stalked. Well, no, yeah. Come and find
them. To an extent, yes, please.
Give
us a call. 850-475-1555. We are more than happy to help.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, it was so nice to see you today.
Oh, it's great to see you, too. I think Tammy's back. Who cares?
Just we'll kidding.
No, I know.
Here.
I love her. No, she'll be fine. And tell Chip that we said hello and we missed him.
We miss his son here.
And thank you for being part of our family.
Absolutely.
It's 10:30. Hey, Steve, what do you have coming up in the news, sir?
Well, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves is setting the record straight over what he calls a possible misrepresentation of the city's desire to fix the affordable housing crisis.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's hosting South Korea's president.